Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Hayomi, brand new Maseches. It's Maseches Midos, which is comprised strictly of Mishnayos, of five Prokim in total. Today's Daf will cover the first Perek and a bit of the second. And as we mentioned back in the beginning of the last Masechta, these two last Masechtas, Tamid and Midos, have a bit of an overlap. So Maseches Tamid primarily relates to the Avoida of the Korban Tamid, and the associated elements of Avoida of Korbanos. Whereas Maseches Midos, Mida means a measurement, the size, the architectural and internal design and layout of the Beis HaMikdash structure, and various features of the Mizbeach, the Kiyar, that are contained within that structure. Now, some Mishnayos, you'll notice, we've already learned back in Maseches Tamid, things that were brought in passing, and we'll have a bit of a Chazorah, always good to have a Chazorah. So we begin the Masechta with a Mishnah, B'shloisha Mekoymes, HaKehanim Shomrim B'Beis HaMikdash. As we learned back in Maseches Tamid, there was a mitzvah in HaTorah to have Shomrim, honor guards, posted around the Beis HaMikdash proper, primarily of Leviim, but in three instances, Kehanim were posted to this guard duty. V'shloisha Mekoymes HaKehanim Shomrim Beis HaMikdash. Kehanim were stationed in three locations for their Shmira. V'Beis HaTinas, where they made the place where they made the Ketores, well known from Maseches Yuma. V'Beis HaNitzutz, that was this sort of terrace which was exposed, where the light of the sun would reflect the sparks of the sun, Beis HaNitzutz, and the Kahana was stationed up on top on the second level. Beis HaMoike, that was that large room which had four sub-rooms, so the Kahana would be posted there as well. Balavim, they were in 21 locations, Be'esrim Be'echad Mokim. Now the Rosh learns that the three places of the Kahana were included in these 21. So three of the 21 were shared by Kehanim and Leviim. But Leviim be'eretz be'echad makom. We were there 21 locations. Chamisha 5 al chamisha shari harabayis, at the five entranceways to the harabayis. Arba, four more al avra pinoyis of mitoychoi, each one on a corner, a total of four corners, and these were mitoychoi. So the five of the Shari Harabayis and the four of the four corners were stationed inside in the interior of the Harabayis, as we explained back in Maseches Tamid, to allow them to rest if they need to sit down throughout the night. Chamisha, five more Levim, al Chamisha Shari Azorah, who posted along the five entries to the Azorah. Arba, four additional ones, al Arba Penisya, along the four corners of the Azorah. And these last two groups will be Bachutz, right outside the Azorah, so that if they're in need of a rest, they can sit down. You can't sit in the Azorah unless you're a king of the Beis David. Ve'echad, one more belishkas ha'korban, the place where they held the animals for the korban tamid. Ve'echad, one more lelishkas, one was lelishkas ha'korban, one lelishkas ha'paroiches, where they fashioned the curtains for the Beis Hamikdash. Ve'echad, and one additional levi la'chayre Beis HaKapores stood behind the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which was called Beis HaKapores, which had the iron with the Kapores on it. So one was positioned behind this section. Now throughout the night, the sergeant would make his rounds to ensure that all guards are posted on duty, alert and awake. Mishnah Beis, Ish Harabayis, the master of the Harabayis, the supervisor, the head of the crew, HaYimachasra, I'll call Mishmar Mishmar, he would make his rounds to inspect all the posts, Vavuka is talking in front of, with these torches in front of him to lead the way, B'chol Mishmar, Sheino Imut. Now when he approaches a guard and he doesn't immediately spring up to action and addresses him, Mr. Sergeant, I'm alright, I'm awake, everything okay? So if there's any delay, there's some suspicion that he was in fact dozing off. B'chol Mishmar, Sheino Imut. The Mishmar doesn't immediately get up and say, V'omer lo, Ish Harabayis, and addresses him properly, Ish Harabayis, Shalom Alecha, peace to you. So in absence of that instant response, Nikar Shu Yashin, it's obvious that he was asleep, and he'll be treated accordingly. Chayv Tayyib Makle, strikes him with his club, and he had the authority to burn his jacket. And now it's getting really Lebedik is banging and it's burning, and the other Levim are wondering, Ma Koil Ba'Azara, what's that tumult going on in the Azara? And the answer is, Kol Ben Levi Loike, who got up in his rough, and the Levi is being punished, is getting hit, and his clothing being burnt, because he slept on the job. Shiyashin Lo Yamashmari. So it would serve as a deterrent to keep everybody brisk and awake. I have a personal story of Hamacha. So it happened so that one time Hamacha's motzos achi imo yoshen, they discovered my uncle asleep, and they cost him a jacket. V'sofer susay. Next mission. Chamisha she'arim hoy l'arabayis. The arabayis, which was the enclosed area outside, right, surrounding the Azor area, it had five gates. Shnei she'ari chuldim adorim, to the south, two gates called she'ari chulda. It was called she'ari chulda because chulda navia. The woman prophetess would sit there and convey her prophecy to the masses. Interestingly, if you go today, you'll see them. You'll see the Shari Chulda on the south wall of the Harabais. You'll see these archways clearly visible. They're plugged in with stones, but you see clearly the remnants of that wall and the Yesharim there. And that was the main access to Harabais. You see, unlike today where the old city is to the west of the Kais Lamaravi, in the olden days the city was actually in the south, and you would sort of walk up, climb up to Harabais from the south. So the southern entries were the main primary access points to Harabais, Meshamshin. They would serve as Knisa, entry, Yitzia, and exit. Over to the west, Kipainus, that was the name of that gate, Menamara, Meshamsh, Knisa, Yitzia, also serve for entry and exiting. Tedi Menat Sofen. On Sofen there was a doorway called Tedi. Lo Yimishamash Klum wasn't really serving any special purpose. It wasn't really heavily used because there wasn't much going on that side. Shana Mizrahi, the gate on the east side, all of Shushan Habiru Tzura, it had an engraving, a picture of Shushan Habiru. So the authorities back in Persia insisted that they keep mindful of where they came from. They came from Persia, who gave them permission to build, who encouraged the building, rebuilding Beis Hamikdash. This is the second Beis Hamikdash. So they kept that sort of emblem to keep things, you know, mindful. In fact, that Shar served a special purpose. That was leading to Har HaZeisim, Har HaMishcha. Mishcha means oil. Har HaZeisim, all the same mountain, where they processed the Paraduma, Shaboy, Kohen Gadol, service of Parah. So the Kohen Gadol, who was tasked with burning the Parah, and all the helpers of the all the whole crew would go out to Har HaMishcha by way of that entry, by way of that Shar HaMizrahi. Next mission. Shiva She'arim Hoi Ba'Azara. The Azara itself had seven gates. Shloisha B'Tzafen, Shloisha B'Dorim. So if we're going from east to west, Tzafen is to your right and Dorim is to your left. Three on the right, three on the left. Vechara Mizrach, one, the main entry to the east. Shiba Dorim, on the Dorim side, south, to the left, we have Shara Delak, so starting from the one closest to the west and making our way down. The first one is Shara Delak, Russian of Hadlaka, burning the firewood was transported through that door. Sheni Loi, the one next to it, Shara Karban, where they brought the Karbanis through. Shlishi Loi, the third one, Shara Hamayim, where they would bring in the water to the Nisuch HaMamayim on Sukkos. And actually, the Mishnah later will give us another reason for that name. Sheba Mizrach was the famous Shar Niknar, donated by Niknar. He went down to Egypt to bring the doors and encountered a storm. He had to toss one of the doors into the ocean, and miraculously he discovered it as he landed in Eretz Yisrael. Hashem pushed it along, and now he had his two doors back, which were installed on the Shahar Mizrahi in the Beis HaMikdash. Hushtei L'shoka Soyoloi. Now this Shar Niknar had two chambers, one to the right, one to the left. Achas miminoi, achas mismoil, achas lishkas Pinchas HaMalbush. One was called Pinchas HaMalbush. Lishkas Pinchas HaMalbush. He was the clothing fitter. He would be in charge of the begadim, b'dikahuna. He was the first one, so that name stuck to the chamber. Okay, so that was meant to hold the clothing, va'achas lishkas ha'izachavitin, and the other chamber on the other side was meant for the ones who cooked and prepared the chavitin, the mincha for the kohen gadol on a daily basis. V'shabetzafen, now to the right, we have shahar nitzutz. So it was made like sort of a balcony, Vali Bni Al Gabav, with a second level over it, Shakayhanam Sham Milamalam, Valavim Milamatam. As we learned before, the Kayhanam were posted on top and Levim alongside them on the bottom floor. Upesa Khail the Khail. Now this Shahar Nitzitz, this structure had an opening to the Khail, which is the area surrounding the Azara from the outside. Shani Loi. Okay, the next gate coming down from the west is Shar HaKorban. And Shlishi Lo Shar Beis HaMak. Interesting, we already had Shar HaKorban, so some changed the Gersa back on the previous Mishnah to Shar HaBachoyreis. It was meant to bring the Bachoyrim through that door. And this is for your regular Korban. And Shlishi Lo, the next gate over was the Shar of the Beis HaMak, the famous Beis HaMak, which we're going to see in a minute. Next Mishnah. Arba l'shokos hoy beis hamoiked. Beis hamoiked was a large chamber, a domed chamber, which was subdivided. It had four rooms, one on each corner from the inside. Kikitoinois. Arba l'shokos hoy beis hamoiked. Kikitoinois, like small rooms that are psuchos, open the track into a large hall. So there were sort of mini chambers. And interestingly, this beis hamoiked straddled the boundary between Beis HaMikdash and outside of it. So it was half in the Azara and half outside. Hence, two of these four rooms were inside and two were outside. Shnayim b'kodesh, shnayim b'chol. Rashi pishpishin, mavdilu b'nei kodesh l'chol. There were these markers, these wooden markers sticking out of the wall, which made that division between kodesh and chol. You know, you're on this side, you're in the Azara, and the other side, you're b'chol. Mayim b'shamshis, all the functions of these rooms. So the one in the corner of Marabas Dramas, here's a Lishkas a carbon, that's where they kept the lamps for the carbon tomet. Interestingly, the Mefarshim point out, based on the Gemara, that it wasn't actually in the actual corner, it was a bit leaning towards Tzafin, but coming from Tzafin, it appeared like it was the corner of Darei Marav. Okay, so that's how it's called. Darei Marav was for the carbon, and the Farshim add the word Tlo'i carbon, the lambs of the Talmud, specifically for that purpose. Droimis Mizrachis, here is Elishkas Lechem Aponim, that's where they made Lechem Aponim. Mizrachis Tzvainis, that was where they hid the Bogonzu Bene Chashmonoi. So the Chashmonoi, after banishing the Greeks, they dismantled the Mizbeach, which had been used improperly for unkosher animals by the Greeks, and they dismantled the Mizbeach and they put it in Gniza. As Amna Mizbeach, Shiksim. Malchi Yavan, the kings of Yavan, the Greeks, they vilified it, they mishaket it, they dirtied it, they degraded it by putting unkosher animals on the Tzvainis Marobis. The last room was actually an access room down to the tunnel, Boyardim Besatfila. So these last two rooms were on Tzafin. Tzafin is to the right, meaning right outside the Azara. Because the Beis HaMoked, as we said, was on the southern side of the Azara. So the two left rooms, the Dorim, the southern side of Beis HaMoked, was in the Azara proper. The two on the right, including this last one, was technically in the Har HaBayis. And it's, this last room served as an access point for the underground tunnels for the fellow who became Tamei, who would descend and do his tefillah. Return to Amid Beitz. Says the Mishnah, In fact, the Beis HaMoked had two entries, right? One into the Azara, one outside to the Chayil. Echad pasuach l'chayil, echad pasuach l'azara. Omer Yehuda, zeh shei pasuach l'azara, the entry to the Azara was this massive door, and it had a mini door, serving like a service door. Pish pish katan hayloi, shabay nechnas, and livloi shesazara. What purpose did that serve? That they would slip in through the night, the supervisor would slip in to check, quietly, to check if the sentries are on duty, are alert and awake. So he would like slip in through this quiet door instead of opening this massive door, this noise, to check up on his guards. Mishnah Ches, Beis HaMoked, Kippa. So this Beis HaMoked was a large domed room, surrounded the inner walls were surrounded by these stone steps, which would lead up to the platforms, which were served as beds throughout the night for the elders. And they were in charge of the keys for the Azorah. And the young Kehana would sleep on the floor on their blankets, on their mattresses. Kesses typically is a mattress. So they had like a blow-up mattress, a folding mattress. Zok the Mishnah test. Umokim hoyisham amal amo. In the Beis HaMikdash, there was this square, this spot, an amo by an amo, v'tavol shel shayish, covered by this marble tile, which was a loose tile, v'tabas hoysuk vobo, which had this ring attached to it, which would allow you to lift the tile, from which hung a chain with keys. V'shalshelas shemavtechas hoyu tluyis bo. And the shalshelas, the chain of the keys, were attached. Hoysakvu abo was attached to this tile. He gives man an ila. Okay, comes time to lock up the Beis HaMikdash. Hegbias ha-tavla b'tabas. You lift the tile with through the ring. V'notas mavtechas. Access the keys. M'shalshelas, take it off the key ring, the chain. V'nala koyin m'bifnim. So the koyin would lock up from inside the Beis HaMikdash. Ben Levi yoshan or yoshav m'chutz. And he would leave the Ben Levi outside to guard. Goma Manila, when he finished locking up, he restores the keys back to the chain, the tile back to its place. Nosan Kiselia put his blanket, his mattress on that tile. Aleo, Yashanle, go to sleep. To ensure nobody tampers with the keys. Ira Keri Bechaman, for coin experienced an impurity throughout the night. So he descends through that underground walkway, through the tunnel which travels under the Beis HaMikdash, Vanir Stokum Kam Khan. And all along the way, candles, lighting up the way. Gets to the mikvah. He wouldn't come back to the Beis HaMikdash as the Chachamim told us back in Maseches Tamid. According to Rabbi Yaakov, once you become Tamid, you're not allowed to come back. He would keep on walking throughout this tunnel, which actually did not traverse the actual Beis HaMikdash. It was under the Chel, which was an area of lesser Kedusha. So he would leave through the Mesiba, which would take him out outside the Beis HaMikdash, and he would leave the Harabais through the Shar Tedi. So Chotur Lezim and Yaakov, you're not allowed to come back to the Beis HaMikdash. Rather, you have to make your way out of the Beis HaMikdash until he completes his purification process, until he waits till nightfall, right? You need tefillah and Erev Shemesh to become fully tar. Hadron Loch B'Shleshem HaKoymus. Okay, says the next parak. We're up to Harabayis. Harabayis was this massive area surrounding the Beis HaMikdash. Harabayis hoyo heimeyes amo, al heimeyes amo. A total of 500 by 500 amo in size. So the perfect square. Heimeyes amo, al heimeyes amo. But the Beis HaMikdash, the Azorah, the actual structure, was not placed in the perfect center of this 500 amah square. In fact, Ruvi Min HaDorim, most of the vacant lot of the Harabayis was on the south side. So again, if we're going from east to west, it's on your left. Sheniloi, second to that in size, was Min HaMizrach, the empty the area on the Mizrach side. Actually, Mepharshim point out that we're referring to the empty space between the wall of the Ezus Noshim to the wall of the Harabais, but also the actual Ezus Noshim itself. So if you put them together, these areas, you calculate the empty space and the Ezus Noshim space. So from the Shaar Nikner area all the way to the wall of Harabais, you have a large area, which was second in size to the empty space on the Dorim. So from the Azorah, from the far east wall of the Azor all the way to the wall of the Harabayis, that's what we're talking about. Hashem loy min ha-mizrach. Shlishi loy, the third largest area was min ha-tzofen, on the tzofen side, meaning from the wall of the Azor to the wall of the Harabayis. Miutoi, the smallest area was min ha-mar. Mokim shayir oiv midos, so yisham oiv rif tashmishri. And it was space based on usage, so the place of greatest usage, was left vacant for the people to come and to mill and to do their things. So as we explained, the main traffic took place on the south, that was next to the city, and that explains why the largest open area was actually situated to the south. Now, when one enters the Har HaBayit, how does he head into the Beis HaMikdash? Says the Mishnah, "Kol hanachnos Har HaBayit." When one enters, "Nechasen derech yamin, makifin v'yotzim derech shmal." Suppose you have some business to the left. You don't make a sharp left. You go all the way around. You make a hakafa. That's the halacha that we learned from the Yamshel Shleima. You meant to always turn to the right. So you meant to make a full turn. You start off to the right and you head out around until you come around to your desired destination. Makifin v'yotzim derech shmal. That's how you leave. Chutz, except for two people who walk to the left. Except for a person who experienced a tragedy, a sad experience, so he's meant to turn to the left. And now it's pretty obvious to all that he's doing something different, going against traffic on a one-way street. What are you doing going to the left? He says, Shani Oval, I'm an Oval, I experienced the death of a relative. And that elicits compassion and allows everybody to realize and to offer condolences. HaShoyach, and they tell him, HaShoyach, and the one who dwells in this home, the Beis HaMidi, Shechina Hashem, Yirachem Ha should console you. Another possibility is, Shani Menuda, what are you doing there? I'm a Menuda, I was excommunicated, I don't belong with the rest of the traffic. And that again triggers a response, Hey Bracha, HaShoyach, and Beis HaZeh, it should be the will of Hashem, Hashem who dwells in this house, Yitain Belibcha V'Karbucha, Yitain Belibam, should put in their hearts, should implant in your colleagues' hearts that they should be mekarev you and bring you back and allow you back in to be Rameir. So going to Rameir, that was a bracha offered to the Avil and to the Menuda. Amle Rabbi Yesi, that's good for the Avil, but here it sounds like you're criticizing this fellow's colleagues and you're holding them accountable for putting him into a nidoy, which we assume was justified. So why are you negating it by giving him this sort of bracha that they should sort of come around and take you back? It's his onus, not their onus. By giving him this bracha, if only your colleagues will turn around and be mekarev you, it sounds like they have transgressed, they have done something wrong. Rather, the appropriate response should be, you, Hashem, should implant in your heart the right sentiments, which will allow you to come around and find favor in their eyes. Rather, Hashem, who is dwelling in this home, should implant in your heart remorse and regret and the desire to perfect your ways and to improve your situation vis-a-vis your colleagues. And you'll be receptive to the words of your colleagues, of the Chachamim, of the Bezin, V'yikarvucha, now, that will earn you a spot back in the community, and they'll release you of your nidoy. Okay, so they had a very specific system of traffic, and ideally you should be going to the right, unless it's a special reason, which was meant to trigger Nicham Abelim. In the case of the Menuda, he wasn't meant to walk with everybody. And hopefully people will take notice and be mekar of him, inspire him to improve his ways. Okay, so we have Maseches Midos, Perek Aleph, discussed the Shomrim, we discussed the supervisor making his rounds, we discussed the 5 She'arim to Har HaBayit, the 7 She'arim to the Azora, we detailed the various features of the Beis HaMikdash, the locking and unlocking, the key system of the Beis HaMikdash, and moved on to the Har HaBayit, its size and its layout, and the traffic arrangements that were instituted there. Okay, all the best to you, and Hatzlacha.